This is Derek Bros. This is Derek Bros of the Conscious Resistance.
I'm here in Standing Rock.
That man is wanted in 5 different countries: Chile, Argentina, Brazil.
We've been fighting a long time. We've all lost so very much. So many loved ones gone.
Don't you fucking tease that horse!
You are not alone. There are pockets of resistance all around the planet. We are at the brink. Above all, stay alive. You have no idea how important.
Hey everyone, this is Derek Bros of the Conscious Resistance Network, and today I'm coming with you with a very short and important message that I need to share with you guys that hopefully you're ready to hear. Before we do that though, I want to remind you guys to bookmark my website, theconsciousresistance.com. For those of you who are not aware, this is the website, the home of all my content. This is where I place my documentaries, my books. This is where all of my reports have been found, especially since we've been deleted from YouTube and we keep getting fact-checked on Facebook. I really, really want to encourage you guys to bookmark the website, control D, bookmark it, visit it once or twice a week, and make sure you're getting all my content. You can also sign up for my text list. You can also sign up for our email newsletter. And of course, I just send out a message to the text list right now, encouraging people to tune in, saying, hey, we're live right now, tune in. But I sent out a link to DLive and to Float. So I really want to encourage and thank everybody who watches on DLive and Float. For not watching on Facebook. I know most of you are probably watching on Facebook right now, but those of you who got the message from my Telegram group or from my text list or from the many places that I just shared it, you got the Float link, you got the DLive link. And guys, if you're not sick of me talking about this yet, you're going to be soon, because I'm going to keep mentioning it. We are live on all these other places that are not Facebook. Shout out to Rika. Shout out to everybody who's actually watching on Float. Here's the Float website you can see. And we're also live on DLive. So I just want to recommend that you guys check that out. You can get to know those apps, and they are censorship free. They are not going to try to hide my content from you. They're not going to use algorithms to hide what we do. Here you can see we're live on DLive now as well. Shout out to everybody watching on DLive. I posted the link on Twitter, I posted the link on Telegram, and to my text list. So the title of today's video is, Are you in control of your life? And the reason I'm asking this question is clearly because we have insanity going on in the United States, and not just the United States, but really around the world, as people have their eyes and ears glued to election 2020, which, you know, idiot is going to end up in the White House? Is it going to be this crazy old man who can barely remember where he's at? Or is it going to be this other guy who's another old man who seems determined to be a tyrant? The choices are not good. And I would say that the actual choice you should make is one to invest in your own life, in your own heart, and your own mind. That is why I'm asking, are you in control of your life? I was on a bike ride this morning and just thinking about how much is this actually affecting us at this moment? I mean, I know there's a lot of concern. People are concerned that the other guy is going to win and that their team, red team or blue team, won't win. And oh my God, it's going to be communism everywhere. It's going to be fascism everywhere. When in reality, the predator class, the technocratic class, they win no matter who gets into office. These people are all puppets for a larger agenda for the technocratic class. And yet at the same time, I have to ask, how much of this is really affecting us? At the moment, Donald Trump is still president of the United States, and that could change come January 20th. So for like the present moment, we don't know who's going to be the next president. And I want you to stop and think, how much is that actually affecting your life? Does it truly affect your life at this moment? I know people say, well, if Trump gets into office, he's going to do these things. Somebody was yelling at me yesterday saying they were disappointed in me because hate crimes have risen during Trump. And I don't even know what a hate crime is. It's just a government word that they apply to crimes. And then other people who feel like, well, look, if Biden gets in office, he's going to mandate vaccines, it's going to be full on communism, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, there are those fears, but think about it concretely in a very realistic way. The election happened on Tuesday. Today is now Thursday. And I'm sure you still woke up and went to work this morning, or your kids went to school, or you're working online, or whatever you do. And your life is still there. You are still existing. You're still breathing. There's still food in your fridge. You still probably got a little bit of money in your pocket, or hopefully not in the bank, but in the credit union or in your crypto wallet or some silver or gold stored somewhere. But the point is, your life is still going on. And that is what I want you to understand, that you are truly in control of your life. The only way you are not in control of your life is if you hand the keys to somebody else. If you consciously, or for many, unconsciously say, you can take over my life. You can rule me. I will vote for you and I will put all my faith in you and you can make my decisions. Now, I know some of you aren't that indoctrinated and you simply see voting as an effective strategy or just, you know, your duty, all these kinds of things. And that's good. It's good for you to recognize that other people are not in control of your life. But I want us to really stop and pause and reflect today and think about this. How much power do these people really have over us at the end of the day? I would say the only power they have is what we give them. If we don't give them that power, both our time, our energy, et cetera, then they don't have that over us. It doesn't mean we remain ignorant and act like they don't exist. I mean, generally, I act like the police don't exist. I act like the government doesn't exist. I live my life as a free person and I do whatever the heck I want, regardless of the laws, because I do what I know is right in my heart. I don't do something just because it's legal. I don't worry about that. I just live as a free human being. I respect other people. Excuse me. And I work with them when possible. And when I can't work with them, we go our own separate ways. So I do think that while we shouldn't act as if these people don't exist and won't affect our lives, because they do affect many, many people's lives, people of color, people of all colors, all backgrounds are affected by government programs. And that is the problem. That's why I seek to abolish the state and remove government from our lives completely. But we can still find ways to live as if they don't exist and to live and prosper in ways that are not dependent on them. And I will even admit, on Tuesday night, I was up till 2 a.m. watching the election results come in and clicking through all the channels, because I have been concerned about what's coming and I still am concerned about what's coming. I'm not even going to get into that in the video, other than to say, guys, if you haven't watched my Darkest Winter documentary, you need to go back and watch that. Or you can also watch a video, an article I did called The Establishment's Plan to Divide, Part 2. Go back and see that, read that, watch that. You can see what I think you should be concerned about in the coming weeks. But for the moment, and even into the future, it doesn't matter if Joe Biden wins. It doesn't matter if Donald Trump wins. For one, the technocratic class is still going to be in power. The Great Reset is still coming. You know, the Agenda 2030, all these things are going to march forward, and Donald Trump's not going to stop them. Joe Biden's not going to stop them. So what we should focus on then is, what do we actually have control of? You know, focus on the things that are within our grasp as opposed to the things that we have no control of. You can spend the rest of the day and the weeks and months fretting and stressing about the election and look at this, this might be being stolen over here, or, you know, why, where are these votes coming from and all this. For one, recognize that it's all a shit show and that it's all just designed to demoralize you, to break you down, and to fracture this country. And I do think we're at a very unprecedented, dangerous time where I can't see how anybody is ever going to have faith in the elections and going forward. I don't see how anybody will trust the poll numbers or any of the votes going into 2022 or 2024, because they don't already trust it here. And that is a dangerous place. So it's important for us to recognize, what do we have control of? You have control of whether or not there's enough food in your family's fridge, pantry, and cellar to make sure that you can weather any storm that may be coming. You have control over what skills you teach yourself and what skills you teach others. You have control over whether or not you form a freedom cell and come together and work with people to build solidarity and to build independence from the smart grid. You have control over whether or not you give your time, your energy, your mind, and your heart over to the system and allow them to keep you running in that wheel, as I have the last couple of days, so absorbed into their drama that you don't even take care of your own self, that you stop taking care of your own health, that you stop taking care of your own goals. Those are the things that we can control and that we can then manifest to create something better. So at the end of the day, you are in control of your life, but you can choose to relinquish that control by focusing so much on this system that you no longer are in control of your own life. So I just wanted to do this video. Again, this is just a short video bringing these thoughts to you guys. I will be doing a live show tomorrow night, and I have 5 or 6 very important news stories to cover tomorrow night as part of my live weekly live show. I hope you guys will see that. But I really, really implore you and humbly request that you unplug from the news as much as possible today, because that's what I'm going to be doing. Look, we might not get an announcement about who's going to be president today, tomorrow, and it might take weeks. It's clear there's going to be court battles going on. And you can sit there and hang on every single word and every news story and let it stress you out, you know, till till you have a heart attack, till your health deteriorates, if you choose to. Or you can choose to say, I'm going to fight for liberty no matter who's president. I'm going to fight against authoritarianism, against surveillance, against war, against economic theft and enslavement, and against tyranny, no matter what color team is in the White House, no matter what puppet they put in there. Because I know that I'm dedicated to that. So they can keep their drama. They can keep their stress. They can keep their uncertainty, because they want us to be tuned into that so that we are in a state of imbalance. Because when you're in a state of imbalance, it's very easy to push you over, to knock you this way or that way, to sway you, because you're not centered. You're not in control of your own heart and of your own mind. And if we're going to weather this storm, because we're at the very beginning, my friends, they have been predicting, they being the technocratic class, they, the hierarchy that's trying to enslave you, they have been planning things for this decade for years, for decades already. 2021 to 2030 is going to be an important time in humanity's history and just where we go from here. We have a lot to focus on and a lot to work on. If we start this new decade by allowing these people to keep us in a state of imbalance, we will be swayed, whether through fear, through anger, and then we will be divided. They want us to be broken down. They want us to be divided. They want to push us to the point that you say, they stole the election from my guy. I'm going to go fight in the street. I'm going to turn against my neighbor. I'm going to support whatever crazy thing they do. Just as one example, as I wrap up here, for those of you who support Trump and think that Trump is having the election stolen from him, I've seen many people over the last couple of years endorse the idea that the military should be used against the leftists or the communists, round them up. I mean, even people like Alex Jones and his audience have been floating this idea for a couple of years now, saying, well, we should, you know, declare martial law and get rid of the leftists, as if that martial law would never be used against you, good patriots. And then on the flip side, there are people who are like, Trump's going to try to steal the election through the courts and he's not going to leave the White House. Well, we should get the military and round him up and, you know, take back the White House, and any of his supporters, we should fight them in the streets. You know, it's the same thing. They want us to be fighting each other down here in the bottom, so we're not looking up there. This is why I'm working on my documentary, The Pyramid of Power, to expose this whole system so that we can realize, guys, that the true enemies are not your brothers and sisters in MAGA hats or your brothers and sisters with Biden and Harris, you know, yard signs, or even the people who are voting for Libertarian Party or Green Party or whatever else. They are not your enemy. And I don't even like to think in terms of enemies and things of that sort. But the reality is there is a predator energy. There is a predator class that is trying to use this machine technology to create the technocratic state to rule over us and submit us to their machine age. It is up to us to push past that. And I guarantee you the only way we make it through this next decade is by coming together. We are not going to make it through this decade if we spend our time fighting and dividing each other. So really, really, really just want to encourage you guys to get to think about that today. Are you in control of your own life, or are you letting them control your life? Are you letting CNN control your life, or Fox News or MSNBC or CBS or ABC or even the alternative independent media? My last point here is that I've noticed that the alternative independent media is obsessing over the election just like anything else. And obviously, it's a big story. We should talk about it. But isn't alternative supposed to be something different? Like I said, tomorrow I'm doing my live show and I'm going to be talking about five stories that nobody else in the alternative media is talking about, because they're talking about Biden, Trump. You know, this is the point. If we're distracted by the election, we're going to miss so much other things that are going on. If we're fighting each other because of the election, we're going to divide ourselves further. We're doing the work for them. So please, please recognize that you are in control of your life. You are the master of your domain. And if you want to be, you can be free. You can be free from all this right now. So in this moment, this is my positive affirmation today. Feel free to join in if you like. Go find a mirror, look at yourself in your phone, whatever you like, or just say it aloud. Today, in this moment, I am free from these chains. I am free from these physical chains. I am free from these mental chains. Today, in this moment, I am reclaiming my own sovereignty. I am reclaiming my own heart. I am reclaiming my own mind. Today, in this moment, I declare that I am in control of my life. Thank you guys so much for listening. I really appreciate that time and energy. I just want to share one more thing. We did get some new Conscious Resistance shirts. I got this Holistic Anarchism shirt in this kind of color. Let me show you real quick. We also We got some like female cuts, different designs, holistic anarchism in this cranberry color, and some green ones here. And they look really cool for ladies, for dudes, whatever. If you want to support our work, you want to rock holistic anarchism shirts, or you want, I know a lot of you guys like the positive affirmation, you are powerful, you are beautiful, you are free. Check that out on our website. Email us if you want to continue to support us. And please, please do sign up for our email newsletter. You cannot rely on Facebook. Obviously, we're not even on YouTube anymore. If you want to keep getting our content, you might have to make a little bit of effort, guys, because they are going to do what they can to wipe us from the internet soon. So please share this message with anyone you can think of that needs to hear it. Let them know that they are in control of their own life. And I hope to see you guys tomorrow during my podcast. Until then, remember, my friends, you are powerful, you are beautiful, and you are free. Peace.
This is Derek Bros. This is Derek Bros of the Conscious Resistance. I'm here in Standing Rock.
That man is wanted in 5 different countries: Chile, Argentina, Brazil.
We've been fighting a long time. We've all lost so very much. So many loved ones gone.
Don't you fucking tease that!